Hello again, my beloved brothers and sisters, and those who will soon be my beloved brothers and sisters. I'm here again already. I didn't think so after the last video, but the Lord has instructed me to alleviate some of the confusion about the fiery kickoff event. So, what we're here to do today is to go over some of the major points of the fiery kickoff event. I know some of you don't have enough time to sit down and go over like 2.5 hours of videos, and believe me, I get it. When I used to only watch videos, I didn't like to watch ones that were more than 10 minutes. So, how dare I make videos that are half an hour long or more? I don't mean to, by the way. It's just the way it happens. It's just the way, what? Yeah, anyways. All right. The summary of the fiery kickoff event. All right, first thing. The Abraham Lincoln gets struck by fire and sinks first. So we could term that the quote-unquote tailgate event. And by the way, the Lord did not say that to me. I kind of joke around with others about that. So if you've ever gone to a professional football game, they have tailgate events before the game. So anyways, the fiery kickoff or the sinking of the Abraham Lincoln will be a false flag, which means that most likely those in the American military or the American Allies military will be the perpetrators of it. Just like Pearl Harbor and pretty much every other war has begun that way. So, okay, I'm just going to read right down this list and get this over with. After the kickoff event, there will be no guessing that it has happened. You and everybody else around you will know it. Everything will change suddenly. No man knows when it will happen, even though some think they do. Just like some people think they know when Jesus is going to return, but they don't. Let's see, let's go up here. The fiery kickoff event happens in America, specifically in New York City, and even more specifically, Manhattan. And Trump Tower will be involved. It is fiery. Nuclear, but not the conventional nuclear weapons that you think of. Which I am not exactly sure what the Lord means by that, but we will find out. All I know is, think 9/11. And all the buildings surrounding the towers went down, as well as the towers. How the heck did that happen? You can investigate that later. Alright. It's a terrorist attack and it's also a false flag attack. It is not God's wrath, but it is allowed by God. God's wrath follows this. It is spoken of by God's prophets and also by the fallen ones. It will be 10 times greater than anything we've ever seen. You can think 9/11. Over 3,000 people died in 9/11. Or you can also think of the Christmas tsunami in 2004, where 250,000 people died. So I'm not really sure whether it would be about 30,000 people dying or 2.5 million people dying. Not really sure on that one. So you can take that to the Lord. All right. The economic crash then collapse follows the kickoff event. Martial law follows it as well. And civil war and all kinds of very bad, bad stuff in America. Social freedoms, especially the internet as we know it, will be gone. And you can also include Christian, any kind of Christian radio, TV, or anything like that. Anything Christian, gone. Anything, well, I should say anything that is truly speaking the name of Jesus and the true way of salvation, it will be gone. The stuff of the state religion or the new world religion or the one world religion or however you want to say it, that'll be there. You betcha. All right, let's see. The measure of the Holy Spirit for the true remnant, the remnant bride, as the Lord likes to say to me a lot, will increase after the fiery kickoff event. It will not yet be the transformation, though. Let's see. Donald Trump will be taken away after the fiery kickoff event, or during. I'm not 100% sure on that. Barack Obama returns as the leader of America, but not the elected president of America. So all you people saying, oh, Barack Obama's never going to get reelected because you can't have three terms. You are right. It's not going to be like that. Okay, also, as Barack comes back and everybody looks to him for leadership and guidance and peace, it won't come. It'll only be more destruction. But he'll keep lying through his teeth like he always does. And he will be leaving. As he leaves America, America will be totally, completely destroyed. I saw him in a plane going, bye-bye, suckers. Basically, he didn't say that, but he hates us, especially Christians. He hates Jews too, but he's one quarter Jewish. He is truly a Muslim, and he is truly of his father, the devil. He is not 100% totally and completely possessed by him yet, but he will be when this takes place. All right, the third seal soon follows the fiery kickoff event. The rapture does not precede the fiery kickoff event. God's people are either protected or they are taken home. Simple as that. God can protect you. He is more than able. The transformation of the remnant bride and the 144,000 takes place after the fire kickoff event as well. And that happens about the same time as the Fallen Ones, or the Aliens, as they will be called, as the people of the world call them, will be forced to Earth, and that would be at the Sixth Seal. Here's very good advice to follow before this actually happens. You need to get as close to Jesus as you possibly can. That means spend time with him in worship, in prayer, and reading your Bible, and just keeping your mind stayed on him constantly in continuous prayer. You need to know how to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. I have a few words and videos about that as well, if you need to know more. And the only other thing I have, I'm going to read one more time what I read at the end of the last video, Fire Kickoff Event Part 5. And it's about the order of how this part of this will all go down. This is all that I know, all that the Lord has revealed to me. It's not everything, because no man's got it all. Even though some of these people out there tell you that they know how it's all going to go down, they don't. So, this is just giving you a broad scope of an idea of how things are going to go. All right. This is the order that I have given you many times, but I will be repeated for those who do not know it. My son's catching away of the remnant bride will not occur before the false flag fiery kickoff event in New York City. This will lead to the economic collapse, nuclear war, famine, disease, persecution, and the sun will turn black at noonday, and the moon will turn blood red. Meteors and fallen angels will strike the earth, along with a fireball sent by me from the heavens that will cause the greatest earthquake you have ever known of. This is when the 144,000 are marked. This chosen group will be totally transformed during the thick, gross darkness. That is when they shall arise and shine, not before. They will shine brightly like lamps full of fresh, pure oil from my spirit. They will perform the greatest miracles ever seen on the face of the earth. Nothing will be impossible for them. They will have my spirit without measure. And they will do greater works than Yeshua did when he walked the earth. This is when the great harvest shall be reaped, before I pour out my wrath upon the whole earth. Then my son will take his remnant bride out of the earth. My children, I want you to read these chapters in the Bible. Matthew 24, Revelation 6 through 8, Joel chapter 2, Isaiah chapters 13 and 60. My son is coming very soon. Be ready, your Abba Father. And if you're not ready, and you have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, as your personal Lord and Savior, there is a prayer in the description box that I want you to read and mean with all of your heart. And do not delay. Today is the day of salvation. You are not guaranteed tomorrow. Neither am I. Nobody is. I love you all, and I hope to see you all someday in glory. God bless you.